From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP is delaying until tomorrow a critical pressure test of the runaway oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. That's in advance of a trial of the new cap apparatus on the wellhead that's designed to contain or stop the leaking oil. BP's Senior Vice President Kent Wells.
This test is so important that a decision was taken to give them another 24 hours to make sure that this was the best possible test procedure we could execute.
And Wells says the company has also temporarily halted as a precaution the drilling of the relief well that's now within a few feet of the leaking well until all the testing is complete. Six current and former New Orleans police officers are set to be arraigned on federal criminal charges today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports those charges stem from a fatal shooting and cover-up that occurred in the chaotic days after Hurricane Katrina hit the city nearly 5 years ago.
In all, six current and former officers are charged in the shooting deaths of two unarmed people, including a disabled man who was shot in the back. Four others were seriously injured. Five former New Orleans police officers have already pleaded guilty to trying to cover up the shootings. Authorities say the police claimed that civilians had fired at officers to make it appear that the shootings were legally justified. Attorney General Eric Holder said the indictments are intended to restore trust in New Orleans police. He said, quote, "We will not tolerate wrongdoing by those sworn to protect the public." The department is the subject of several ongoing federal investigations, and the mayor wants a civil probe into the patterns and practices of the department. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
A number of police officers have been injured in new clashes with Irish nationalists in Belfast. Larry Miller reports from London that one Catholic priest says some of the rioting there seems to be more about posturing than politics.
At least six shots were fired at police, and gasoline bombs and a pipe bomb were thrown by rioters in the mostly Catholic area of North Belfast. Police countered with water cannon. The 3 days of disturbances were in response to legally held parades by Protestants that happen at this time of the year. Police and witnesses say dissidents are encouraging children as young as nine to take to the streets. Catholic priest Father Gary Donegan says he was taking stones from children's hands, with young boys showing off for crowds of girls.
It looked like the Milan catwalk. Recreational rioting is the term that's used. A bit like a Euro Disney theme park for rioting. It was ludicrous.
The rioting has been condemned by both Catholic and Protestant political leaders. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Attacks in southern Afghanistan have left eight American troops dead in the past day. Half of them were killed by a roadside bomb. Three others were victims of a Taliban attack on a police headquarters compound in Kandahar. Stock prices are mixed so far on Wall Street. The Dow is down 10 points. The Nasdaq Composite is up 6. This is NPR News from Washington. A new report being released by the White House this morning says the administration's economic stimulus law has saved or created between 2.5 and just over 3.5 million jobs so far. That's about a 20% increase over the previous report by the White House Council of Economic Advisers. The head of that council, Christina Romer, is set to testify on Capitol Hill. In her prepared remarks, she says for every $1 in stimulus money, there's $3 in matching private sector money being spent, with the combination helping stimulate job creation at a time when the U.S. economy needs it most. Leaders of the NAACP are accusing Tea Party activists of tolerating bigotry. And NPR's Cheryl Corley in Kansas City reports the civil rights organization has approved a resolution calling for repudiation of racist elements within the Tea Party movement.
The NAACP vote on the Tea Party came just a day after NAACP President Ben Jealous addressed delegates at the group's annual convention and challenged the Tea Party to condemn any bigotry in its ranks. The resolution passed by the delegates says the NAACP takes no issue with the Tea Party movement itself, since the civil rights organization believes in freedom of assembly and the right to raise one's voice in a democracy. What's of concern, according to the resolution, is the Tea Party's, quote, continued tolerance for bigotry and bigoted statements. Mark Williams, a national spokesman for the Tea Party Express, calls the NAACP resolution racist garbage. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Kansas City, Missouri.
Retail sales have slumped for a second straight month, down 0.5% in June. Much of the weakness came from a drop in sales of cars and a decline in gas prices. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.